Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had to get Kennedy in here with a sports take. I mean, going back to the Super Bowl again and then all of the dysfunction at my house.
This is Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Let's find out what Kennedy knows about sports. This is Sports with Kennedy.
Oh. This is why we're going till 10.
We need another hour to get it right.
Sports. It's been 10 years.
There
it's not
you
enough,
go, Kennedy.
This sports take is going to be a little different than the others. While I will still regale you with solid facts and witty commentary, this will be more of a discussion as to the vibe of the room I found myself in while watching this most bonkers game. I'm going to assume at this point you've seen the game and watched ad nauseum replay after replay of that Edelman catch. He didn't touch it. Period.
No.
Sorry. I went over to the Tager home for the watching party. It was Carson, his wife Lana, his sister-in-law Lane, and his trainer from the Y. I don't know why he was there, but he didn't say hardly any words.
Why?
And then, of course, Barrett, who was in trouble. Now, it's important to know that Lana and Lane are Panthers fans. This does not speak ill of them by any stretch. They are from that area. They have allegiance to their team, just as you would if you no longer lived here, so calm down. Needless to say, after the boring first half, the girls started to find something else to do. Talk about flat irons, and sweatshirts, and embroideries. I almost left at halftime, but friends, I am so glad I didn't. There was a point in the second half, for a short moment, it just looked like the Chiefs wanted it more, and I found myself at one point clapping when they made a good play. What was happening here? How did my allegiance shift? What is going on? So as the game neared its ending, or so we thought, because overtime, Lana and Lane started to get a little mouthy. A little contentious, a little belligerent, in Carson's face.
Sports!
Boldly rooting for the Chiefs. Not against the Patriots, but for the Chiefs.
Ah, there is a difference.
Watching Carson listen to this treachery might have been more satisfying than the Pats win. It was something to behold. This man in his own home being run over by the women in it.
Sports!
During the last plays, every time a pass was dropped, a first down wasn't called, or a review was asked for. Jeez, with the reviews. I mean, there needs to be a cap on those suckers. Seriously, I felt like they spent more time reviewing than they did playing. And again, Edelman did not touch that ball. Okay, where was I? Okay, every time the Pats made a mistake or they took a bad bounce, there they were, literally, in his face. I don't often feel sorry for Carson, but Sunday was one of those days. The Pats won in overtime in stellar Pats fashion. It was a close game. It was a good game. But dear newspapers and websites, it wasn't a routing. They didn't crush the Chiefs. It was a nail-biter to the bitter end. I swear last week these same people were saying, the Pats suck, Chiefs by three. And now Brady is once again the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's enough with you people.
Sports!
So about 8,000 records were broken during this particular game. So here are a few. Pats extended their own record with a playoff win in 8 straight seasons. Tom Brady has more Super Bowl appearances than every team in the NFL. Team people. New England now has 127 wins in this decade. Patriots advanced to their 8th consecutive AFC championship game, beating their own record. Tom Brady set the playoff record for most consecutive pass attempts. All right. Kids, to quote Coach Belichick, it's on to Kellen.
Please, Lord, don't let him score. Don't let him score.
Sports!
That was Sports with Kennedy. Mix 104.1. Now we know what Kennedy knows about sports.
Sports!
A lot.
On to Kowloon, baby.
On to Kowloon.
Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.